And now here's our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Sometimes life is so hard I just feel like giving up. Please give me some verses from the Bible to help me keep going. There are so many situations, occurrences, and tragedies that happen in all our lives. We can sometimes despair because of these episodes. And we sometimes feel like we're not loved, not wanted, or powerless to change our lives. The Apostle Paul wrote about his struggles in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, where we read, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Notice how that in each circumstance, Paul added that they were not defeated, no matter what was happening to them. To those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:37, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." It's not just that we are conquerors or victorious, but we are more than conquerors through the one that loved us, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." It's part of the Christian life that we must and we will face adversity. To suffer for Christ's sake is an honor, as we read in Philippians 1:29, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." When persecution comes our way, we should thank the Lord for the privilege of suffering for his name's sake. Life can be hard. I know that's true. However, we have a precious promise from the Lord in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." No matter what it is that we are struggling with, the Lord is with us. No matter how alone we may feel at times, the Lord is with us. No matter how defeated we may feel, the Lord is with us. After the Lord's resurrection and prior to ascending back to heaven, he told his disciples in Matthew 28:20, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And King David, who certainly knew his share of ups and downs, wrote in Psalms 145:14, "The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up those that be bowed down." In this instance, to fall means to fall into mischief or sin, and to be bowed down means to be extremely weighted by burdens. To uphold is to literally take hold of, and to raise means to lift back up. So we see the picture of someone falling down or burdened. The Lord takes him up in his strong and loving hands and raises him back up to complete restoration. Sometimes the Lord removes our trials from us. Sometimes the Lord goes with us through our trials. In either case, we have the promise of the presence and power of the Lord in all our calamities. We have a prayer of David in Psalm 57:1 which says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast." Draw near to the Lord and hide yourself in his comfort and strength. When we are suffering through different trials, the Lord is compassionate toward us. We read in Hebrews 4:15, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." The Lord himself is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and he is able to empathize with us in our sufferings. How wonderful it is to know that whatever it is that we are going through, the Lord understands, and he is able to minister to our every need. There's no need for you to give up. You're already victorious through your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking of the Lord, Psalm 62:6 says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." Cast these cares upon him, as he tells us to in 1 Peter 5:7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you."